Doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 6023, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Hey Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn, New York. Rebbe is at Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing this to the leadership of Tzira Gudas Chabad branch, etc. This is a general letter that the Rebbe sent to many of the branches of Tzira Gudas Chabad, Hashem Aleim Yichyu. So there is no name over here because it's sort of a general, personal general letter. Hashem Aleim Yichyu Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm hereby receiving your letter in which you write the main points about your activities in holiness, your holy activities. What is the central point? The inner and central point is spreading the wellsprings to the outside, spreading Hasidus to the outside. And the Rebbe says, and for sure, you are not satisfied with that has been done up till now, because we know Ma'ilim Bakoidesh, in holy we always go up. That is a command, and that's a decree that we need. Hashem commands and decrees us to always go higher, so we can never be satisfied with the past accomplishments. Especially when we talk about the matter of the wellsprings of Chassidus, Divrei Elokim Chayim, their directives, their traditions, that these teachings are mechaye chayim. They give life to the living. Mechaye chayim in all three lines: Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasodim. Chasidus energizes, vitalizes them in all three areas: the three lines of Torah, service of Hashem, davening, and acts of kindness, aleihem ha'olam oimed, on which the world stands for. But the Rebbe adds, the world meaning the big world, olam gadol, but there is also the microcosm, the small world, which is the person. A person also lives and stands on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim, both the world as a whole, and also each individual small microcosm of a world also stands on these three Torah, Avodah, Gemilus Chasadim, and they're all vitalized by the teaching of Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, this is, we bring a merit. I'm writing these words of encouragement, this encouragement for this day, today. The day is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So the Rebbe says, unique day of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The first day of the month, it's a head that includes and vitalizes all days. It's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh means it's a head, not only the beginning. A head vitalizes all the limbs, which is, in this context, the limbs are the days of the month. And amongst those days is the Tens Day, which is the Yahrzeit of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Prince of Israel. And that's when we're learning this letter, Yud Shvat. And the Rebbe says, the soul goes up every year and year, one elevation after another elevation. So the soul, the Rebbe's soul, goes up every year higher and higher. But the Hasidim are considered the body of the soul. We are the embodiment of the Rebbe's soul. So the gufa, the body, which is the Hasidim, and those who are tied and have a connection to the previous Rebbe, basar reisha ozel, gufa basar reisha, we follow the head. Once there is a big elevation in our head, in the Rebbe, we come along as the body that follows the head. And Rebbe says we can bring a hint in the pasuk. In the pasuk, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Be'ashte Osor Chodesh. That's the 11th month. Ashte Osor. In the 11th month, when you start from Nisan, Shvat is the 11th month. So the pasuk says, on the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that's Rosh Chodesh, this day the Rebbe is writing the letter. So he says, Hoyil Moshe, Moshe began. And Moshe, the Rebbe adds into parentheses, is Raya Mehemna. He was a faithful shepherd, which implies not only physically Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rebbe said Moshe as a Raya Mehemna, he was a faithful shepherd. The Rebbe wants to apply it to the Rebbe as well, whose Yortzeit is on, the Hilula is on the 10th of Tishrei. So Moshe, Ba'er HaToyro, he explained, that's what happened on Rosh Chodesh. He started articulating, explaining the Torah, which means, Torah means and the less instruction, Hazois Lemer, to say for all the generations that follow. So, this was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu, as a faithful shepherd, gave the lessons for all the generations. So, the Rebbe says, every year and year, when it comes that period of the year, that time of the year, so the matters of that day come back like other matters as such. As we say, verse from the Megillah, Niskorim v'nasim, when you remember them, so they're made. In other words, if we remember the Yortzeit, we remember the previous Rebbe, we remember his doing, these things are being accomplished right now as we remember them. So what does he say, the very first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu says, he explains the Torah. So what does he say? What is the first lesson, the first explanation? He says, Rav lachem sheves bahor hazeh. It's enough. Too much you've been sitting by the mountain. The Jewish people were stationed at the foot of Mount Sinai, where they got the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's long enough. You've been here sitting at the mountain long enough. That was not just a regular place. That was a standing and a place where the Torah was given. Since he told them, it's enough to be here. Because a person needs to be moving, going from strength to strength. Also not to be satisfied with his past activities and self-aggrandization, adoring yourself, which means not to make, I misinterpreted, it means it's not enough for you to make yourself beautiful so that you look good, but you also need to influence on the others until the extent others who is very far outside. So, what is Moshe Rabbeinu? This is a play on the words of the Pasuk. He's telling them, it's enough sitting on the mountain. Now you got to go out. You got to go do something. Therefore, what does he tell them, Moshe Rabbeinu? Pnu usu'u lachem. Go ahead, he says. This is older verse. Move, travel, journey. It doesn't just say journey and only pass through, but he says ubayu and come, meaning in an inner, you need to get involved in an inner bipnimius. Rebbe is referencing over here is there is a disagreement between the rabbis. When the Torah says you come to the land, what does it mean when you come? Does it mean just when you enter? Or it means when you enter and you also distributed the land? So Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, he says that you have to inherit and settle, meaning you need to settle it, which means, what would this mean in the idea, when the Rebbe is explaining the verse, Uvoyu, come. Come doesn't mean just entering. You have to enter in an inside, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to inherit. And so what does inherit mean? Inherit means you inherit who? When do you inherit? You inherit when somebody dies. So over here we're talking about inheriting these sparks that have fallen from their level, meaning they come, there's holy sparks that come from very high places, and they come down into the world, and they fell, and as the Gemara says, one who falls from their level is v'ikrumes, they're called dead, they're like dead. So you have to move on, and you have to come in an inner, and you have to settle, and you need to, I guess, inherit all those sparks. And where do you come to in such a place that in front of everybody, it says, they look at it as a mountain of Amoiri, which Amoiri includes and is the main of the other side from Torah Oir, Haisophis in Kuf Beis, which tells us that the Amoiri of the seven nations was the general, because the Pasuk says, Boy Har HaAmoiri, even though there were seven different kings over there, but the Amoiri was the main one. Belkos Cheino V'Goymer. So the Rebbe is basically teaching the verse from the simple meaning to move away from your Torah, Matan Torah, just yourself. Go out, be effective. And be effective in an inner way. And inherit and settle down. And don't worry, it looks like the mountain of Amoiri. It looks for everybody, but no, you should inherit it in all the neighbors. And then that way you merit the fulfillment of the promise, Ki Yarchav Hashem Elokecha es Gvulcha, God will widen your territory until the great river, the Euphrates River, because the Yidden will eventually also inherit, in addition to the seven nations, also the nations of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, as the Rambam, those are the extra three, so it will be ten, not only seven, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perikhes Alok HaChadad, Lukutetet La'arizal, in various references the Rebbe brings here. So, what is it about, what is the lesson, and what is the message over here, it's understood. So, the Rebbe says, can't just be, from what I see, you can't just be sitting by Matan Torah and just learning your own Torah for yourself. You have to go out there and you have to make a difference in the world, and you have to take places which look like opponents or difficult, and you have to transform the landscape into a place in which godliness, where Torah and mitzvahs are felt all over. And the Rebbe says the merit of the many supports you. The Rebbe blesses them with success. So this is a general message of the Rebbe in preparation for Yud Shvat and Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And the Rebbe interprets the verse that it begins on the Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's enough to sit here, go on, and come to the land and conquer it. And that's the message the Rebbe says for all the people to go ahead and go from strength to strength, not to be satisfied with everything that they have done already in the past, but to do more and more. And I guess that's a general in preparation for Yud Shvat. The Rebbe gave this, I guess, encouragement for people to get ready, and the message what they need to do.